Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
James joins us today for Blown Off. Hi, James. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
You're okay.
Hey, James.
You know, yeah. James, are you getting blown off by somebody?
I am, and I have absolutely no idea why.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Probably because you either did something wrong or she's just not that into you.
Right.
Okay, we're done here.
Okay, great. We'll talk to you later. No, I'm sorry. You want to find out more specifically, right? Probably.
I do.
Probably,
yeah.
From her. All right, well, tell us about her, and then we'll give her a call, and we'll try to find out what's going on.
Okay, her name's Lila. I met her through work. She works with a client, and I know we were really not supposed to do this, but I liked her, so I asked her out. May have been inappropriate, but I did it.
Okay? All right, so she works with one of your clients, and you asked her out.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I'm listening so far.
And then what?
We went out. We drove around. We got some food. We took a walk. It was really nice. I thought it went fine and everything.
Okay.
But then, afterwards, I tried to get a second date. And the first time I called, she said she was busy. So, yeah, sure. That's fine. But then every other time I've tried to call her, there's been no answer. I've left a message, and she hasn't called me back.
So, okay. So how many times have you called her since then?
Three.
Three times and no message and no callback?
No callback.
Okay. And on your date, when you were driving and walking around and talking, you said that everything seemed to go okay?
Yeah.
And how did you end things when you wrapped up the date?
It ended just like a typical first date. Seemed like there'd be very good possibility for a second.
Oh, really?
Was she, looking forward to hearing from you, or did you say anything like that, or make future plans?
Did she stick her tongue down your throat? I mean, what happened?
Yeah.
No, just goodnight kiss, and that was it.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. See, typically, that's not how my first dates used to end.
No kissing.
Or talking. Or really.
Just door slamming.
Yeah. It's cops saying, sir, please. Anyway. All right, well, listen, that's really weird, then. That's really weird, James, because, again, it doesn't seem like you did anything wrong. It seems like you're a nice guy. You said you talked to her once, or you called her once, and what did she say?
She just said that she was busy.
Yeah. That seems like
that's not a good sign.
Seems like a lie. Why don't we call her and find out what's going on? We'll call Lila and find out why she's lying.
Good one.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Okay. It's another reason why never mind. We're going to call and find out what's going on. James, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Don't sound so excited, James. Calm down.
Hello.
Hi, Lila.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God you answered.
Who is this?
Hi. Hello?
Hi. Who is this?
You mean you don't know?
No.
Oh, that's a little bit of a blow to the ego. It's all right, though. I'm used to it. Lila, my name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Lila.
We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Okay.
Now, do you know?
The radio station?
Yeah. Did I win something?
No.
No, that'd be cool, though.
That would be cool.
Oh.
Sometimes we give away really cool stuff like cash and trips and stuff.
Yeah. Not today, though.
No, yeah. That's not why we're calling.
Okay, so what's up?
Oh. Megan, why don't you tell Lila what's up? You're good at that.
We were actually calling you because we wanted to ask you about this dude, James, that you went out with. You
remember? Okay. How do you know about James?
Well, he told us about your date, and he said that he really liked you, and you guys had a great time, and now you're kind of blowing him off, and he wants to know what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't say I'm blowing him off per se.
Yeah.
He's really nice. I just don't think he's my type.
Why would you think he's not your type as opposed to some guy that, let's say, was your type? What would be the difference in those two guys?
I just feel like we don't seem to really have the same interests.
Right. Like, what would a guy that has the same interests as you, what would that be like?
You know, the big thing, to be honest, is James told me he's scared to fly, and I love to travel. Like, that's the thing I enjoy most in life is traveling and exploring new places, and I feel like it's really important that I can share that with whoever I'm dating, and I just don't see that there would be any way that...
I like to travel. I didn't say I didn't like to travel. I just said I didn't like to fly.
Oh, you're on the phone. Okay.
Yeah, hi.
I just don't think that we could really do any traveling if we can't fly somewhere, James.
Well, I travel a lot. I mean, I love to travel. I take the car, I take the bus, train, all that stuff.
I mean, you can only go so far doing that, though. Like, I'm dying to go to Australia. How would we do that on a train?
Yeah, you can't take a train there.
James, you are just afraid to fly? You, like, literally won't ever fly?
It's really not comfortable for me. I get very large panic attacks. I freak out. It's not good for me. It's not good for anybody on the plane.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did you know that they serve alcohol on the plane?
Yeah, I was going to say, I hate flying too, but I mean, I still will. I'll just get drunk first.
Yeah, I end up getting sick though, and it's just really not comfortable and just really terrible.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the trains are nice. The buses are nice. I mean, yeah,
right.
It takes a long time, but it's actually kind of nice to just be with your thoughts and watch the landscape go by. It's very nice.
I mean, I guess if you have days on end, but... like, I go to California a lot. Taking a train all the way there is...
Oh.
I mean, that
sounds horrible.
Days.
That does sound horrible.
Yeah, even flying there, it's like, I'm like, God,
like
6 hours?
Hours? Yeah.
Right. It's still
we
like
can't get there faster?
Limit,
I know.
Anything more than that is too much.
Yeah. All right.
Nice.
It's not... Okay. So James, you really, like, you wouldn't even get on a plane to go to another country, for example?
I'm starting to panic just thinking about it now.
Yeah. Okay.
So no.
I mean, I'm guessing. Yeah, and Lila, you're saying traveling is like your thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a deal breaker to me if someone can't be a part of that.
No, yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, I get that.
All right. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I just feel like this is something that's just. I mean, if you like to travel and he's scared to fly, probably it's. I mean, that's not going to work out.
It makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, James.
Sorry, James.
Yeah, sorry, James. But I mean, listen. You know what? Maybe you could find somebody. Maybe you could find somebody on the train.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you're someone that likes the train, that's the only place you're going to meet somebody else that likes the train is on the train.
I could try that.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
Maybe they have singles train trips.
There's,
you know,
probably some type of app for that.
They have singles cruises.
Right.
Like, do they have a booze train? Is that a thing?
I would hope so.
All right. It's,
you have to be there for so long.
I know. If I were on the train for 3 days, there better be some damn booze. That's all I'm saying. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. We'll be right back.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.